My name is Wayne Helfrich, and I am a member of council serving in the city of Tshwane. But most importantly, I am a resident of Capital Park, where the Gert van Rooyen House of Horror is situated. When I became involved, it was on the 30th anniversary of the discovery of the last missing girl. And we had planned a memorial service where we had a candlelight vigil, and we undertook to ensure that something like this would never ever happen in our community again. While we were there, the collective from the community became an impromptu brainstorm, and we started looking at what we could do with this property instead of just having a property where people drive past and get the chills because they remember the horror that happened there. And we decided to rather turn something horrible into something beautiful. And so the concept was to create an emergency place of safety and a community center where we would have health interventions. We would have education on how to prevent kidnappings, how to prevent sexual harassments and assaults. We had communicated with specific health facilities that would supply us with medical assistance, with counselors, with trainers. We had the entire thing planned, and an architect actually donated his time to design a building for us. We then realized that to be able to do any of this that we had dreamed of, we would actually need to have the property. And so the research started to discover who this property belongs to and how we could get access. We did a little bit of research and discovered that the property had been ceded to the South African police, which then meant that it had automatically become property of the Department of Public Works. I approached our Member of Parliament, Ms. Madeleine Hicklin, and asked her to just test the water for us and to ask a few questions in Parliament with regards to this property. The question that was most important for us was, would the department be prepared to cede this property to either a NGO or to the Ratepayers Association? Ms. Hicklin asked the questions for us, and the response that we got from the Minister of Public Works was definitely not a negative response. It seemed that the opportunity would be there and that there was a pretty good chance that we could accomplish what we're dreaming at. Our next step is to actually officially apply to have this property ceded to either the NGO or to the Ratepayers Association. And now that we know that there is appetite from the Department of Public Works to do this, we will start the administrative process. And hopefully, by the time we have our next anniversary on the 35th year of the disappearance of these girls, we will have a building constructed and we can turn this into a community center that specifically deals with abuse and sexual harassment of women and children and men. And we can build onto the community, educating, strengthening, and supporting. And I would invite you then to come back and visit us in 5 years' time when we can actually have the official opening of this amazing community centre.